Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. I'm Rusty Cannon, and I'm here with Taylor Morgan. And tonight, Taylor, we're going to be talking about something pretty exciting about the future of Utah's economy.
Oh, I thought you were going to be talking about our guest's new calling.
I think our guest had a busy weekend.
Yes.
We are going to be talking now to Derek Miller, president and CEO of the Salt Lake Chamber. Welcome to the show, Derek.
So good to be with both of you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. So there's been some exciting headlines lately about Utah rising and the future of Utah's economy. And you guys at this Salt Lake Chamberman front and center on this. What have you guys been talking about? What are these exciting headlines we're reading about?
Well, it is exciting because it's exciting times, and not just exciting times in Salt Lake City, and not just because we have the International Olympic Committee here this week, but it's exciting all across the state because so many good things are happening across the state. As you both know well, because you are part of this, we have experienced in this state really an unprecedented era of economic prosperity. But at the same time, we recognize that we've got some local challenges associated with growth. We also have some national headwinds, the global headwinds associated with the national and international economy. And so the question that we have asked ourselves as a business community is, what can we do today to make sure that our era of prosperity continues far into the future? And that really is the premise behind Utah Rising.
Yeah, this vision, Utah Rising, a free enterprise vision for Utah's economy, it comes about 20 years after a similar effort focused on Salt Lake City's economic future. It expands the scope of the vision to businesses throughout the state. And I really appreciate that as part of this vision, Derek, you and other business leaders have clearly articulated some of the specific challenges facing our state: housing affordability, transportation, and growth. So with that, how does this vision specifically propose tackling those critical issues?
I think it's worth pointing out, when we talk about those challenges, that they're not just water cooler topics, right? They're not things that we just talk around the office. These are dinner table topics, meaning they are topics that everybody understands very well because they impact everybody. Transportation congestion, housing affordability, the risk to our quality of life. Ask any business today, what's your number one challenge? And they'll tell you finding enough employees, finding enough workforce. So you've asked the question, what is the goal for tackling them? Well, the first goal is to get organized. And that's exactly the phase that we're in right now. We're putting together an amazing steering committee made up of businesses and business leaders from all across the state. We also have a really robust technical committee that we've put together. We've met twice now. And these are all of the economic development organizations that have a specific role and responsibility, starting with the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. But there are many others: the World Trade Center Utah, Envision Utah, the Economic Development Corporation of Utah, Wasatch Front Regional Council. We also have local chambers of commerce across the entire state of Utah. Nobody knows their community like a local chamber of commerce knows it. So these are all people coming together around the table, and we have just started now to ask ourselves this question: what are we going to do about these challenges? And I also want to point out, it's not just about overcoming challenges, but we also have amazing opportunities. I mentioned the Olympics, Major League Baseball coming to Utah, National Hockey League coming to Utah, the University of Utah looking at building a downtown campus, looking at a campus joint with UVU at the point of the mountain. Amazing things with Inland Port happening around the state. So it's not just about problems to solve. It's about opportunities to capitalize on.
Yeah. Can I ask, Derek, I'm going to put you on the hot seat right now, and you don't have to answer if this is just speculation still, but we're getting an NHL team, right? This is happening next year. And is it going to be the Utah Yeti? Can we go with that yet, or are we still hoping?
Well, you've got my vote for the name. I love it. I hadn't heard that one before, but count me in on it. You know, when you talk to Ryan Smith, when you listen to him, and we actually had him come speak to our chamber board just a couple of weeks ago, and he talks about it in terms of it's a matter of when, it's not a matter of if. But what I love about the idea of the NHL, and the same is true of the MLB at the Power District on the west side of Salt Lake City, is these are projects that have that far exceed just a new sports franchise. They are a catalyst for driving economic development, whether that's on the west side in the Power District or whether that's downtown with a new sports, arts, and entertainment complex. I mean, these are generational projects. The Chamber was involved in 1979 when we originally brought the Jazz from New Orleans to Utah. So we've got a history of being involved in these kinds of things. We'll continue to be involved in these kinds of things because the business community has a responsibility. We have a role. We can't just say, hey, here's a problem. You, government, go solve this. That's not the Utah way. So much of what's been done in Utah since the days of 47 were about people coming together and addressing their own challenges and not expecting someone else to solve it for them.
Well, Derek, we saw so many people come together the last time we had the Olympics. In fact, I was a volunteer myself on the men's downhill. It was one of the funnest things I did. And I get chills thinking about the Olympics coming again.
You don't still ski in that jacket, do you, Rusty?
No, I sold it on eBay 2 weeks after the Olympics because it was worth a lot of money. Yeah. But I still see people up there wearing the same jacket 20 years later. It's fascinating. But Derek, how's that looking? I mean, it was such a magical time for Salt Lake. And everybody's hoping, obviously, 2034 is a year for it. What's the latest on that? You say the committee's here this week?
Yeah, the International Olympic Committee is here this week. And specifically what they're doing is looking at the venues to make sure that they have been kept up to date, which, of course, we know they have. They're making sure that everything that's been promised by the bid committee, which I'm honored to be a part of, that it's not just on paper promises, but actually coming and seeing for themselves that we can deliver exactly what we've said we can deliver. And the process this time is a little bit different than it was in 2002. In 2002, you're bidding with a bunch of other cities, and then they had this big announcement, of which, of course, we all remember. Now it's a little bit more process-oriented, where they select a community, which they have done with Salt Lake City, and then they go out and do their due diligence, which is what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Derek, we don't have a ton of time. We only have about a minute or so left, and I apologize. I have to ask a very difficult question and give you limited time to respond, but there is so much great news right now in Utah about our economic growth. The Wall Street Journal headlines about Utah having America's hottest job market, getting an MLB team, a National Hockey League team, all of these very positive, exciting things happening. But I guess my concern and my question is, the thing that really sticks in my mind is, how do we not grow so much and so fast that we lose our quality of life that makes Utah so special?
This is at the heart of what Utah Rising is all about, because we do not want to outgrow or outpace ourselves in a way that we lose the very thing that makes us special. And it's not just you and I that are concerned about this. I think most, if not all, of Utahns are concerned about this. But the fact of the matter is this: the challenges that we have are all associated with growth. They are real challenges. But we always have to remind ourselves, we would never trade our challenges for challenges that are associated with decline. Think about some of the parts of our country that are dealing with challenges, the doom loop. In addition to the Wall Street Journal headline that you cited about Salt Lake City having the hottest job market in the country, there was also a community that they highlighted in another article, and I won't say it, but you can go and look it up. and it talked about this community and how it is in a doom loop and a death spiral because of challenges associated with decline. We have to remember the economy is like a shark. It either keeps swimming or it dies. And we need to make sure we keep swimming.
Well said.
Yeah, that's great. Derek, thank you so much for joining us. A very exciting topic. We appreciate your leadership and in all that the Salt Lake Chamber does. Thank you for being with us tonight. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back with KSL at Night.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.